Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in Luke 16. Jesus said, "And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings." This is God's word. If you had to pick a word to describe politicians, what would it be? Don't throw out answers. They might be inappropriate for the church. I know how many of us tend to feel about politicians. There is a word that our ESV translation uses today in our Holy Gospel that I think could often be used to apply to politicians. That word is shrewd. Shrewd. What does it mean to be shrewd? I'll give you an example. Back in 2009, shortly after Barack Obama had been elected president of the United States, his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, was interviewed, and I forget if it was for Meet the Press, Face the Nation, something like that. And he sort of famously said, "You never want a serious crisis to go to waste." That's being shrewd. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. In other words, he recognized and the administration realized that when there is a crisis going on, there can be an opportunity to accomplish things you could not otherwise accomplish. Now, that doesn't mean that anything done in the time of crisis is automatically good. Bad things can be done. But it is good to be shrewd, to recognize the situation at hand, and know what can be accomplished for the sake of God's kingdom. Jesus commends to us this morning a man who was shrewd. It can be a very confusing text, but it doesn't have to be. It can be confusing because Jesus is exalting for us a man who's described as a dishonest manager. It's as though Jesus is saying, be like this dishonest man. Why in the world would we want to be like someone dishonest? Well, we start by approaching God's word, remembering what we know about God's word. We believe it to be true. We believe it to be inspired and inerrant. We believe that it does not contradict itself. So we go into this reading knowing that God is not telling us to sin. By no means. But Jesus is telling us to be shrewd, to be wise, to be prudent, to be calculated, to act appropriately and wisely when the situation dictates it. This manager who's being commended to us saw a crisis, a serious situation that he was not going to let go to waste. He was being fired from his job because it says he'd been wasteful. He was a steward, a person entrusted with stuff that was not his. Imagine if you hired someone to keep track of your finances, pay your bills, balance the books, file your taxes, do all those things, and you found that there were holes in the accounts or that money was being wasted. You would fire that person. You'd probably send that person to jail if they had committed a crime. This man, this manager who had been wasteful with his master's money, he takes advantage of the crisis at hand. He says to himself, I'm not going to beg. I can't dig holes. I need to have people who will welcome me into their homes after I lose my job. So when his master sends him to go get the books and bring them back so he can set them straight, this manager first calls in a couple of debtors, people who owe money to his master. He says to one, "How much do you owe my master?" And he says, 100 measures of oil. He says, "Sit down quickly, take your bill and write 50. This guy no longer owes 100, he owes 50. He calls in another man, "How much do you owe?" 100 measures of wheat. "All right, sit down, take your bill, write 80. Now this is dishonest. Does this manager have the authority to do it? Well, he's just been fired. But the people who owe the master money, they don't know that. They don't know that he's been fired. The manager is taking advantage of the crisis at hand to set himself up for the future. Now, if you'd had a manager like this, how would you respond if you found out, first of all, he's been wasteful with your money, and now he's renegotiated your debts with your debtors so that they're going to repay you less than they owed you before? The master, it says, commends the manager for being shrewd, for thinking about his future. Because you see, this master is unlike any other master. When the dishonest manager was in a moment of crisis, he thought about his future. And that is what Jesus commends to us. When we are in moments of crisis and distress and difficulty, do we act in such a way that we're setting up our future for ourselves? And I'm not talking about our retirement, our nest egg, how much we have down the road. I'm talking about our eternal future. We have been in a time of crisis for several months now. But crisis is nothing new. The nature of this may be different, but it is crisis nonetheless. Have we let this crisis go to waste? In other words, ask yourself, have I used this moment where the world is in an uproar, where my life is in an uproar, have I used this moment to be shrewd, to be wise, and to act with my eternal future in mind? A lot of people have taken advantage of this pandemic. There was an article that ran a couple months ago about the amount of stimulus money that was received by companies during the CARES Act. Some of them came out financially ahead during the pandemic. That's shrewd. Being shrewd is good. It can also be dishonest. That is sinful. There are those who have been out of work due to the pandemic, and they've found they make more money on unemployment rather than going back to work. That's shrewd, to make more money. It can be dishonest, and that's sinful. But being wise is a good thing. How have you reacted at a time like this? Have you thought about the things that are of eternal consequence over and above the things that are of momentary consequence? The Bible has a word in our text today. It refers to it as unrighteous wealth. Jesus tells us that we should act shrewdly and make friends for ourselves with our unrighteous wealth. The word actually that the Bible uses, it's not in our reading today, it's the word mammon. Maybe you heard that word in our hymn we just sang. The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content, though gold should fill its coffers. What's mammon? Mammon is the word the Bible uses to describe your possessions that you have over and above what you need. Now let's be honest. We all have well and above what we need. What do we need to live from day to day? A little bit of food, a little bit of water, roof over our head, clothes on our backs. That's really very, very little. So all of us have mammon. We all have over and above what we need from day to day. And in a moment of crisis like this, how are we using it? Are we using it to build up eternal wealth and eternal relationships? Or are we being wasteful? Are we showing generosity? Are we showing kindness and compassion? Or are we holding on to what we have, worried about this moment, instead of looking to the eternal dwellings that await for us as God's people? You see, we have a master, a Lord, who doesn't deal with his people how you and I would deal with one another. If someone had been unfaithful with our money and had cut deals with our clients to make his own life better, we would fire, we would press charges, we would have thrown in jail that person who ripped us off. But here's the thing about our Lord, who entrusts so much wealth and riches to us. He's merciful. He deals in mercy. Why did that dishonest manager, why did he cut those deals with the debtors of his master? Because he knew his master is merciful. He knew that his master deals in mercy, and he banked on that. He knew that his master would honor that deal that he cut with those debtors, because the master delights in being merciful. And he did. He commended that manager because he regarded the master as merciful. And your God is merciful. Your Lord deals in mercy. He does not deal with us according to how we deserve. He deals with us according to the blood of his Son shed upon the cross. He deals with us according to forgiveness. He deals with us according to wanting us to have an eternal dwelling prepared for us in the future. You have a Lord who is merciful, who wants to pour mercy upon you and mercy upon everyone else. So in a moment of crisis, be that crisis COVID-19, unrest in our cities, maybe it's brokenness in our own families, maybe it's problems with our own personal health. Maybe it's something else that is a crisis. The shrewd thing to do, the wise thing to do, is to say, how can God's mercy rule in this moment? Jesus calls you to bank on the fact that your Lord is merciful. That when you meet someone who's in need, you can show mercy. Because that's how God acts. When you are confronted with your own sin, your own guilt, your own wickedness, your own evil, you can bank on God being merciful, giving you more love than you can comprehend, more blessing than you have any right to expect. Bank on God's mercy. Trust that your Lord is merciful. That is what crisis gives us as an opportunity. In a time like this, dear friends in Jesus Christ, mercy is needed as much as ever. We live in a world where people don't know what mercy is, unless perhaps you show it to them as a Christian. Your kindness, your generosity with what you have. And in revealing that mercy, we all the time have a God who is merciful to us. So that when we go forward with what we have, with our mammon, with our possessions that are above and beyond what we need from day to day, I know that I am free to use that however I see that I can benefit my neighbor, however I can benefit the person I meet in need. I can show mercy because I have a Lord who shows mercy. Yes, we are in crisis right now, but we always have been. A broken world, a fallen world, a world of sin always leaves us in crisis because we see the brokenness and the hurt all around us. But every moment of crisis is also an opportunity to let the God of mercy reign and rule supreme over all things. So, dear friends in Jesus, go forth today and show mercy to whomever you meet. And the nature of mercy is that it's undeserved. Don't show love and compassion to the people. I mean, do show love and compassion to those whom you deem deserving it, because no one deserves it. What makes it mercy is that it's undeserved. Go and show mercy with what you have. Why? Because your Lord shows you mercy. And that's how things work in his kingdom. He prepares an eternal dwelling for those who don't deserve it, for those who ought to be sent to a prison of eternal fire, but not so with you. Your Lord is merciful and sends you forth with all the riches that he gives you to live in mercy with one another. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.